Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
everyone. Thank you for tuning in. This is Let's Jazz It Up, Blog Talk Radio. I am Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva. Welcome, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. I have with me a producer and musician, Gary Smoot. Mr. Smoot, are you with me this evening?
Yes, I am.
All right. All right. Thank you for tuning in. I just had to play both of the soundtracks until you got the hang of tuning in. The first one was my musical Journey intro, and the one that just went off is called On My Way Home. You are a returning guest on my show. I haven't heard from you since 2015. You've been a busy man.
Very busy.
Yes. Tell us briefly about yourself and what you're doing right now, Mr. Smoot.
Well, I am currently on my second album, non-Christmas album, actually. And for those that don't know, I am originally from Owensboro, Kentucky, residing in Evansville. This project has been in the works since the last interview, and finally got it put out last couple of months, and it's been going real well. Got some upcoming shows that's on the way. August 26th, I'll be at Mojo's Boneyard, and I'll have a full band backing me up on that night, so I'm actually pretty excited about that night.
So what band will be performing with you that night at Mojo's in Evansville, Indiana?
Actually, I'll have a couple of guys from Factor Primo, which is Patrick Preston and Jason Little. They're going to be playing with me. And I also have Sean Needham on guitar that will be playing with me that night also.
All right, and I know all three of them guys. I had them on my show also before. You're also the CEO and producer of Key of Smooth Productions. Can you go ahead and give our listeners out there your website information, please?
The website, you actually have to contact the Key of Smooth Productions through Facebook at this time. Haven't got a website set up for that particular site because it's actually I'm just actually doing it independently. But the best way to for me to produce music, you know, out if you have a project or something that's coming up, you need to get a hold of me. Best thing to do is go through Facebook and contact the Key of Smooth Productions page. Or you can also reach me by email at keyofsmoothproductions@gmail.com.
Okay, and people want to know where can they purchase your music at, Gary?
You can actually purchase music on any musical platform, whether it be iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, you know, any places like that. Or if you happen to go to any of the shows, I'll have some CDs available. At that time.
All right. Well, too bad I won't be there. I hope somebody will take video or pictures of your performance. And wow, I wish I could be there. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to get your CD. I got a copy of your CD. Another friend of yours had let me get a copy of it, but I left it in my hometown, which is Evansville, Indiana. I am traveling right now in Kentucky here in Louisville, and I'll be down here for a few weeks. But I'll catch up to you later, though, on your music CD. There are young minds that wants to know, how did you get started in the music industry? Was it in church?
Actually, my musical... It actually did start in church. That's actually where I first started playing. And then actually I kind of branched off from there, started recording at the age of 12 with a guy named Victor Moss from, it was long ago when they was recording on Reel to Reel. That's actually how I first started. And then after that, you know, everything started going to computers, and which made it a lot easier for me because of, you know, budget-wise. So you can pretty much do recording at your house or wherever you may land, visit his house or what have you. If you have a laptop, you can, you know, carry it portably.
Yeah.
And do it that way.
Well, a lot of musicians are doing a lot of that now. They actually have the studio lined up on the computers or laptop nowadays. Another young of mine wants to know, what was your very, very first musical instrument when you were a kid?
Actually, my main instrument is piano. That's actually where I started. I started playing at the age of 2.
Wow.
And, yeah, that was my very first instrument. Actually, it's funny how it started, because I was actually, my mom was actually working the night shift. And I was always at my grandparents' house at the time. And there was a piano and an organ there in the little dining area. So I would watch my grandfather. He would play something. And then later on, like, he'd be sitting in the living room, and I'll go and look, just mimic what he did. And my grandfather ran in there, like, you know, how'd you do that? And play it again. So I played it again, and then it just pretty much took off from there. And then my uncle, who happens to be a keyboard player, kind of showed me the ropes a little bit, and actually started blindfolding me so I can know where my keys are, so I don't have to depend on my eyes to look at what I'm playing. And it just pretty much took off from there.
Wow. So my question is, do you know how to read music, or do you just play by ear?
I mostly play by ear. I mean, I can read music, but not at a professional sight reading level.
Yeah.
But it's a Nashville number system, which is a totally different system than the standard staff reading. I can go through that easily.
Oh, well, that's real good, because a lot of musicians I talk to play music by ear anyway. My other question is, the other bands and groups that you perform with, can you name a few?
Yes, I also play with BG3, and I also play with the Golf Martin Blues Band. Which, of course, BG3, of course, as most know, is pretty much like a funk, jazz, kind of a mixture, little top 40 here and there. The Golf Martin Blues Band is basically blues, but, you know, the way we play our blues is we kind of make it our own, and instead of the standard album way, if I can use that. Instead of the standard way that the song is played, we kind of flip it and make our own.
Right. Well, you all sound good. I've been following you for like 2 years, and I found out a little bit of research about you until I got to know you before I did my first interview with you in 2015. And I really love your style, your melody, and how you're so cool and laid back, you know. You seem to be pretty quiet.
I'm pretty much a very quiet person outside of gigs. I usually try not to put myself out there like that, you know. It's just I just do my music, and then I go home and enjoy with my fiance and whatnot. So that's pretty much what I do, so.
All right, Evansville, Indiana residents out there. Hey there, Wendy Compton, how you doing? So I would like to also say with your going back to your new album here, you play all kind of music genre in there. Can you go ahead and tell our listeners more about your album that you got come you got already just released out?
Like I stated previously, this album has, you know, pretty much been in the works since our last interview. I just actually got started on it during that time period. The reason I really wanted to put this out is, I don't know if you remember the last interview or when I said, you know, I want to keep putting something out for somebody to remember and to look back and say, hey, you know, this is better than the last album. I just want to keep getting better and better and better and just make my name known, and, you know, for making good music. You know, it's just so many, you know, songs that's out there now. To me, it's I don't want to say commercialized so much, but it's very non-musical in some sense, because I hear some things nowadays. It's like, you know, it's something that I probably can teach a 5-year-old to play, and they can record it. And
okay.
It shouldn't be like that. Music should be real. It should be coming from the heart. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not knocking a whole lot of, you know, other genres and stuff like that, because some of them actually do put their heart and soul into it, but some of them are just in it for the money. You can tell it's like a hobby, and they making a living at it, while most of us other musicians who are very passionate about the situation is either they're in the music industry and they're well and good, but then you have, like, you know, artists that is, you know, they've never heard of and they're not discovered, and it's like, you know, why has this guy been signed yet, or, you know, things like that. And
yeah,
that's the thing I'm trying to break. I'm trying to break through that barrier.
Right.
I mean, a lot of people know who I am. You know, that's fine. But eventually, when you put out good music and you just keep pushing it and pushing it out there, it's going to catch the right ear of one person, and they're going to say, that guy's it. This is the guy we want.
Yeah.
Share the music with.
And you know what? When I did my first interview with you back in 2015, I had goosebumps on my skin, and I'm like, yeah, that's him right there. And I didn't understand who you were at first, because a lot of other people that heard you play and some of the band members, they would get agitated because they couldn't find you where you were at. And I say, this guy must be really popular. What's up with him? And then when I heard you, I'm like, oh, wow, that's why, you know. So, yeah, you there. You may not see it or hear it yet, but you there. I got people tweeting off right now. They're saying they already had purchased your music and got a hold of your CD, and they want to know, when is your next project?
Well, actually, that's going to be in the works, too. I actually talked to the owner of Mojo's Boneyard, and my next project that I discussed with him is I want to do a live recording.
Oh, wow.
It seems like live recordings is where it's at also. And it's very, I mean, it still would sound like it's done in the studio, but with the audience feeding into you as well, it just makes the music just much more awesome. And that's what I think.
Yes, it does. And especially when you have persons that are there, right there, and actually hearing the live music and recording, that makes it so much special because they're right there involved in it. Also, about this new release album, what made you come up with the title of the album, My Musical Journey?
Actually, that was just a title that popped in my head, and the more I got to think about it, it resembles me a whole lot, because it's like, you know, I'm on a path of, you know, finding different ways to make, you know, much better music. And it also takes you on a journey where I play as you're, you know, as you're aware, I play multiple instruments. So it's kind of, I'm kind of giving you that side where I can portray, like, I'm playing all these instruments, but I'm still finding the pathway to have better, you know, better sounding music than what's out there.
I have a person is mentioning, is tweeting now saying, you are a drummer, or you were a drummer, or rather you still can play the drums.
Yes, I actually play drums with the Golf Mart Blues Band. So, yeah, I still drum. That's actually my secondary instrument.
Okay. All right. So, can you tell a little bit about this song titled On My Way Home? What made you come up with the title of that song, On My Way Home?
On My Way Home is, it just seems like when I listen to it, it kind of gives you a sense of, it's like a relaxation. It's like you've been through a whole lot of chaos and things of that nature, but once you listen to the music, you can kind of feel like yourself, you know, traveling back home. It's kind of one of those songs that gives you, all right, I'm on my way home. I'm almost home. I'm getting there. And that's kind of how the title came about.
Yes, and I will be playing that track coming back to Evansville, Indiana. And thank you, Gary Smoot. We're gonna go, and I'm gonna spin this one song track called Something Serious. You sit still, and we'll be right back on some more information. Gary Smoot, we'll be right back. This is called Something Serious.
Thank you.
Something Serious by Gary Smoot.
That's the reason I came up with that title. Funny story how that came about.
As I was recording this song,
I was I actually just started off with the little first part of the song, probably the first few sections, and then the more I add to it, and I got halfway through the song, I was like, wow, that sounds like that's going to be Something Serious. So, hence the title, Something Serious.
Yeah, I love it. That's the kind of song I would like to push play to wake me up, go to the bathroom, take a shower, brush my teeth, and get my day started. Be Something Serious to start my day off.
Start with.
Yeah. Thank you. I've heard every song on the CD when I was back in Evansville, and I really loved it. And you need to keep doing what you're doing, Gary Smoot. You really need to keep doing. You have a special gift. I would like for you to give information on how our listeners can follow you. Are you on what social sites are you on? Facebook, Twitter, Instagram?
Yes, I'm actually on all three, but I'm mostly on Facebook. If you go to Facebook, just type up the official Gary Smoot. Make sure you spell it G-E-R-R-Y. Or otherwise, you won't be able to find it. You can also follow me on Twitter under Gary Smoot. And on Instagram is G_Smoot.
All right. So I need you to go ahead and give the information about your upcoming events again, please.
Right now, the only thing that's coming up so far is next Saturday at Mojo's Boneyard at 9 o'clock. I will be performing there. There might be a very, very small chance I might get clips of the show so I can post them on my Facebook page. So maybe there might be a little video clip here or there to see what's going on.
And I'll be looking for it so I can repost. So, Gary Smoot, as I always ask all my musicians before I sign off on this showcase, what are your words of wisdom for those that are suffering out here in the world today? Or any advice you would like to give to any musicians that wants to move into the music industry?
Well, I mean, as I always say, if that's something that you're real passionate about, if that's something you really want to do musically, if you have it in your soul, go ahead and do it. You're going to have people that's going to, say that's not a real job. But believe it or not, it kind of is because, even though you're spending money, but at the end result, the goal is to make it back. Just keep working at it. Just don't falter along the way. Don't give up. I'll admit myself, there's several times that, I just wanted to throw my hands up and say, I'm done with it. But when you go and think about, what you're doing it for and the actual feeling that you have towards music, and it's actually one of your passions. You can't just give up your passion by the flick of a light switch. It has to dim out somewhere. So, just keep your focus. Stay strong on it, and eventually, you'll find happiness in what you're doing, and you'll always have memories of doing what you love. So if that's something that you want to do, go ahead, by all means, do it. I don't care if it's like, you kind of have questions in your mind on doing it or not, do it anyway. You'll find yourself whether that's something you want to do or not. So you never know until you try it.
That's right. That's right. And thank you very much for that advice. I always want to thank you for participating again on my show, and you know you're always welcome. Love your music. Keep doing what you're doing. And for those that just tuned in here at Let's Jazz It Up, Blog Talk Radio, I have with me a producer, musician, Jerry Smoot. He will be performing in Evansville, Indiana at Mojo's at 4920 Bellamy Avenue. Please go in and watch his performance. Very good music, live, real music. And thank you again, Mr. Smoot.
You have a blessed evening.
Thank you very much.
You too.
All right, fans. I will sign out playing On My Way Home by Gary Smoot. Please tune in for more shows coming up next week. Next week, my shows will be Samuel Obey and Chris Crane. And there will be other shows upcoming all the way to the end of this month. Thank you for tuning in. I'm your host with the most, Brenda Moss, as known as Lady Diva. Thank you.